Hey, hey everyone. Welcome to Home Energy Design, how to design a beautiful home and life and make sure it's energy aligned. I'm your host, Amanda Gates, and I'm an interior designer and feng shui practitioner. And these combined skills have made me a floor plan reading expert. Energy design is like astrology for your home and your life. And who doesn't want more of that? I believe in all things pretty. In fact, my team and I love the pretty. But what makes my firm different is that we can help you create designs that are also energy aligned to help you get the home and life you've always dreamed of. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, hey everyone, Amanda here. Welcome to Home Energy Design. Today I have a kick-ass Reiki practitioner on, Megan Hayes. I'm surprised I haven't had her on sooner. She's actually been my Reiki healer for quite some time, and I know that a lot of my clients actually use her. But what I wanted to do is it's actually been a while since I've had a Reiki practitioner on the show. So I've got new listeners coming onto the Home Energy Design podcast via iTunes and Stitcher. And a lot of times I forget that because I've had somebody on in the past, I just assume that they've heard those shows, when in actuality, this may be the first time they're hearing us. So let's welcome them first and foremost. But I also want to keep that in mind and introduce you to new practitioners that I think can help. I've talked to a lot of people this year that have had really challenging 2018s. This has been a challenging year for myself. A lot of upheaval has occurred. A lot of changes have occurred. I've moved. And it has all allowed me to land in a really soft place, a really sweet place. But it's because of Megan and Sharita and just my plethora of practitioners that I have around me that I'm able to land softly and really enjoy the sweetness and enjoy the process and kind of understand the bigger picture. So I wanted to have her on today to explain to you what exactly Reiki is, how it can help you, and the benefits that it can do if you continue with it over time. All right, are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to the show, Home Energy Design. This is your host, Amanda Gates. And today I have Megan Hayes on the show. Welcome, Megan.
Hey, girl. Hey, how are you?
Well, as I said a minute ago, I'm freaking awesome now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, blush. Swoon.
So, one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on the show is I've talked about Reiki and energy on the show numerous times. You're a master Reiki healer, and I think it's a good time of year. 2018 has been hell for a lot of people, so I think that it's a good time.
Yes, girl.
Thinking about recalibrating and getting your stuff back together. So before we dive into that, just tell us, how did you get into energy work and start doing Reiki?
Oh, girl, I love that question. Okay, well, here is my little story in a little nutshell. 2013 in particular, I had just kind of a emotionally crippling year across the board, you know. From everything, from my dad died suddenly, tried to put my dog down, just everything. And I had started at the end of 2012 getting Reiki done on me. And once that early 2013 hit, I hunkered down and started getting Reiki done regularly on me. And I still do get it done. It's been about six-ish years. And it was a game changer for me. Like I would say it saved my life. It really helped me just unpack all kinds of old emotional wounds, and heal them. And it's just been a real lifesaver for me. And so about 4.5 years ago, my Reiki master was like, "Hey girl, it's time for you to learn how to do it." And I'm like, "Oh no, that's cool. Thanks, Betty." And so she's like, "Well, no, if at least you can get, there's 3 levels you can get attuned to." She's like, "At least you can get attuned to level 1. And then you can do Reiki on yourself," which that really intrigued me because I live in Los Angeles. I'm really energy sensitive. It's a city that's kind of got every hodgepodge of kind of energy you would care to encounter. So I'm like, "Yeah, okay, that's cool. I'll get level 1, I'll do Reiki on myself," which I do. I Reiki myself every night before I go to bed. And And so I got level one, but then I became like incredibly fascinated with it, fell in love with it, if you will. And then I was like, well, you know, I'm going to try to start working. I'm just going to play around with it with some friends. And I used to have this thing once a week where my friends would come over and I would make them breakfast. And I called it wakey, wakey, eggs and Reiki. And we would have breakfast. And then I would do Reiki on them just for fun. And I just really took to it. And the rest is kind of history. About 6 months after that, I got my level two attunement. And then I got the master level about a year and a half later. So I've been a master, about 2.5-3 years, something like that. So it's been really, really a life changer. And then from there, just kind of working on people and the practice is growing. And it's, yes, this year especially, I think because it's just kind of been a year of upheaval across the board, you know, for everyone. And for anyone who has any kind of sensitivity to that, you know, this year's been very reflective and challenging, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, I've been experiencing upheaval and I've been working with you to help me get through the nonsense and the bullshit. And, you know, I think that you really can't underestimate the power of energy and what it can do for you. So, you know, I've worked with many Reiki practitioners over the years, but for those who are listening today, if they're new to what this weird word is, explain to the audience what exactly Reiki is.
Well, Reiki is means universal life force, and so basically it's energy, universal energy flowing I'm just the conduit flowing through me to the person that I'm working on. And you can work on anything from physical issues to emotional issues, clearing baggage, calling in abundance. I mean, I call it like the Reiki pot, throw it in the pot and we can work on it and look at it. And, it's sort of like, I would say you can compare it to a kind of an energy massage, but I basically get in there and just clear, bolster, boost your chakras and the meridians of the body. So that's kind of it. And I lay my hands on you, but I don't have to, but I typically lightly lay my hands on you, starting with your eyes and then kind of just working my way down your chakras.
Yeah. I would say one of my favorite things, because we always do distant healing. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things is that you always do my sessions at night while I'm sleeping. And I cannot tell you, it's like a kid waking up at 5 a.m. on Christmas morning. I grab my phone and I listen to your voice messages to me. She leaves me little text messages where she records, and I can just feel and hear your vivaciousness in your voice and like basically the shit that's going down in the room. But it uplifts me so much and it cracks me up just because
that makes my day.
but it's so much fun to wake up and just hear about each individual chakra, what's going down in the room, you know, what is happening, things that are being cleared. You know, you had mentioned on me that I had an energy cord on my head, which I had never heard of. You know, my energy cords have always been at my solar plexus or my heart. Mm-hmm. So that was a new experience for me. And I just kind of put two and two together, you know, just with the overall feeling that I've had with all of this upheaval is that really the hardest part of everything was just, you know, moving and just uprooting and changing locations. And I realize now that there was really no emotional attachment, and that was probably because of the energy cords. So mm-hmm. Just the power behind what it can really do. So what are some of the benefits if somebody's never tried Reiki or had a session like this, any kind of energy session, what are some of the benefits that Reiki can do for someone?
Well, we can work on anything physical. If you have any kind of physical ailments at all, that we can absolutely work on. And then, you know, here's the thing, we're human, right? We cord into each other energetically all the time because we're not perfect. We'll just kind of intermesh with people. I mean, that's just what we do. But you always want to get back to you, and you always want to clear out anything that might have, you know, you've picked up along the way. Because, you know, like, as I say, when somebody's courted into you, like, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, just like, clear it out, get her done, you know? And I also think, well, for me especially, Reiki really worked for me in like healing old emotional wounds that are, you know, decades and decades old, sometimes lifetimes and lifetimes old, and healing that and just making your power and your energy your own, you know, because we are human and people intermingle with our energies. And we also can, everyone can use a clearing, I think, and everyone can use a bolstering and a boosting of their chakras just to empower themselves. I think it's about, ultimately, it's really about who you are, empowering yourself and strengthening that which is in you already, you know?
Yeah, one of the things in our last session that you had mentioned was that you had removed a cinder block of self-limiting beliefs that I had been holding on to from like six other lifetimes. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Right? I mean, and you're like, and it's like, who knew? You know what I mean? And also, there's so many people come to me and they're like, I can't seem to, nothing good seems to be happening to me right now. I just can't seem to get kick this, the blues, or I can't seem to get things working. And a lot of times it's something energetic going on with them that has almost nothing to do with who you are as a person. It's just old belief systems, old patterning that we like, yeah, like take us. And sometimes it comes in the form of a cinder block. It's been, you know, sometimes we have to rubble a house in a chakra. It just, it's all kinds of good, juicy clearing. And I do, I mean, for me, every client, the Reiki tailors, like I just am the conduit, so the Reiki kind of tailors for the client, which is awesome because like it gives the client what the client needs at that moment in time. It's not going to overload you too much with anything you can't handle, but it digs as deep as you're ready for. And then I do, as you said, I have like, you know, I as a person, I'm a positive kind of goofball. And so I bring my sense of humor into the session because I don't know about you, but like everything's so, you know, we take life so seriously. It's a reminder that like you can find the funny and the healing and the humor in life. So I think that's, makes it really approachable and just, puts people at ease as well, you know, 'cause this stuff is not, you know, it takes a certain level of bravery and courage to be like, yes, I'm going to look at myself. I'm going to heal myself. You know, it's really not for the faint of heart. It's not like you're going to look at yourself and it's always going to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns. I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, opening up a tauntaun and the Empire Strikes Back. Remember when he opens up the tauntaun and all the little guts come going like blah, 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 out of his tummy. It's kind of like that sometimes. And you have to be like, oh, what's in here? What's going on? So,
yeah, and I really liken Reiki to being like Pigpen, you know, like.
Oh my God, that's so perfect. Yes.
I've been teaching feng shui for many years, and I always teach people that, you know, our homes are and our bodies are like Pigpen, and like just like your car, and you know, you bathe and you know, you have to clean things. You wash your laundry. Like we have to do the same for our energy, because the more people that we come in contact with and the more environments that we come in contact with, the more shit we are accumulating on our energy fields, and we become like Pigpen.
Amen. That is the truth. That is like so accurate. And, you know, and we, and like, you know, like Pigpen doesn't get a bath. We, you know, we're kind of, you and I are kind of like energetic bathers, because you do the same thing for homes as I do for people, you know, just kind of clear house and make room for new, because how can you invite any new in when, if you're cluttered already, you know?
Right. So the whole idea is that, you know, when you get a Reiki session, you know, it doesn't hurt. You don't really feel anything. But it, to me, and I always liken feng shui to a kinked hose, like, yeah, you're getting a little bit of benefits, but if you do the energy work, you're going to get all of the benefits. I feel like Reiki is much the same way, where you may not be able to put two and two together, but things will start to unfold for you. You'll start to feel better. You may start to sleep better. The pain goes away. It's just all the subtle energies start to relax. And so I feel like there's so many benefits to it, especially if you do it regularly.
Absolutely. I noticed that, but there's a very big difference from the clients that I, you know, that I work on regularly. And it doesn't have to be like every week. I do work on some people every week, maybe once a month, but there's always just a deepening of energy. Absolutely. And just it's kind of like, it's exactly like an onion. And healing takes time. You know, if you want to undo something you've been doing since you were a kid, you know, I know I'm 45 years old. So like I've been doing this pattern for 40 something years. It takes a little time to kind of undo it, unpack it, look at it, clear it out. And there's always more layers for clearing. And you're navigating the world too. So you're going to be picking up stuff, dumping it. But we all do it. It's just, we're not going to, you know, it's not very rare that somebody gets the luxury, or not luxury, but gets the opportunity to, you know, live on a mountain alone for all their life. You know, like we have to interact, you know.
Unfortunately, yes, we do.
Yes. But what's great about that too is then you can, when you clear out the negative stuff, you can open and leave room for inviting more positive things in. And you're so right. I tell people, you know, at the very least with a Reiki session, yeah, it does not hurt at all. It can make you a little extra emotional for a few days, but I always tell people, at the very least, I would say across the board, people feel, they feel less anxious, they feel calmer, and they always feel lighter, like something, like always like some kind of weight's been lifted.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend a couple of years ago who, oddly enough, she ran into a Reiki healer on a train in LA, and he was also quite intuitive, and he asked her if she was trying to get pregnant. And she said, as a matter of fact, I am. And he said, well, the way your energy field is right now, you're never going to get pregnant. He said, your energy field is upside down and inside out, basically, is what I'm seeing. Mm. And he said, if you're interested, I can kind of untangle it and kind of, it's such a mess. I can undo that. And you'll be able to get pregnant. And she always thought that was weird that he knew of all the things that are out there that somebody might want to attract, that she, you know, was dealing with infertility issues. And so anyway, she did a session with them, and I kid you not, 48 hours later, she was pregnant.
No, yes, I love it.
I'm curious, what are some success stories that you've had with some of your clients over the years that, you know, like just after having some energy work done, how it does, it kind of flips things right side up and, you know, gets things right again so that you're able to receive, you know, the benefits of the things that are around us.
Oh, well, I've had lots of people's have their aches and pains go away, like completely, which is amazing. I'm in LA and I'm an actor and I work with a lot of actors. I've done Reiki on people like to boost them right before an audition, and they go in and like crush it and book a job. That's like a life changer for them. I've worked on, and you know, people who clearing out old relationships, so then a person's soulmate is able to come in. All kinds of really cool stuff like that. I've never gotten anyone pregnant, though. God, I'm excited. I'd love to try that one. You know, I've worked with one gal who has been trying to get pregnant, but other than that. But then sometimes you get in there and like that's the thing. I'm just the conduit. So sometimes it's not the higher purpose for that person. And then you have to kind of learn to let those kinds of things go so that the new thing can come in that you may not even be what you imagine, which is kind of terrifying, but also equally exhilarating, you know?
Yeah. I think that is definitely the situation with energy across the board. It's the same thing with feng shui. You know, somebody might hire me and they're saying to me, oh, well, you know, I'm hiring you because I want you to fix my wealth. But in reality, they're focusing on wanting to make more money because they're fidgety because, you know, they can't get the partnership that they want, or their career isn't exactly what they want. It's like they're incompetent in something else, or there's something else that's an underlying issue that they're not ready to deal with. And so doing energy work, you know, my teacher always says that expectation breeds resentment. So stop trying to play the
game. So true.
you know? So what you want to do is relax the energy and allow it to flow and allow the higher purpose, the soul purpose, to really unfold for you, because you're right. It knows what's best for you, and it knows your destiny is already written. You already, there's already a blueprint that is written. And so trying to control that, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to keep banging your head up against the wall. But what's cool is that if you just relax into it or lean into it, as Sheryl Sandberg would say, you know, amazing things can really happen and unfold, and it could go in a completely different direction that you didn't even expect would happen.
And that isn't that kind of what is beautiful about being alive? Because like there are times where if I had written it out for me, my life, I would, there's so many things in my life now that I would never have even thought of to write into my life. So I'm like, so glad I'm not, you know, the one in charge, because I, you know, we get kind of caught up on in things, and sometimes those things aren't meant to happen. And when they're not, yeah, it's, of course it's a bummer. And of course it's, you know, sad, but then it, you never know what it could be making, clearing that out could be making the way room for. And I know for me personally, doing Reiki on myself and getting Reiki done on myself, it has allowed me like bravery and authenticity that I never even knew I could manifest. And it's that for me has been, that's what's been such a life changer, is to be able to like unpack these old wounds and heal them. And make, you know, when I first started getting Reiki done on myself, chakras weren't even mine. Like other people just were owning my power, owning my chakras. And that's not, you know, that's, I could have spent the rest of my life just kind of doing that, you know, just being other people's little, you know, whatever, but not anymore. Like my chakras are mine. I'm who I am. It makes you so much more comfortable in your own skin at the, you know, bottom line, and who you are. And it's taken me down a path. I wouldn't be living in Los Angeles now if I hadn't started getting Reiki and doing Reiki. And I love that it's taking me down the path of becoming a healer myself. I would never have thought, that would never have entered my mind, you know? And that's what's so exciting and vibrant. You know, I'm a preacher's kid. Like I'm not, you know, like this is not my upbringing, you know?
Well, yeah, now you're practicing witchcraft, right?
Yes, a little bit, a little bit. I will not confirm or deny. It is, and that's kind of what's amazing, though. There's something very magical about Reiki, and if you allow it. And I think that's what's so wonderful about the world, is there's magic in it. And if you stay positive and open, there's so much magic to see and witness and experience that's, if you tap into that energy, it does feel magical and a little witchy, which is really cool.
Yeah. And I think you've kind of already answered this question, but what I would like to leave the audience with is, if they're listening today and they haven't ever tried Reiki and maybe didn't even know what it was, in your opinion, why should everyone try it at least once?
I think everyone should try it at least once. It's just like exercising or therapy or anything. Like I think you should try it at least once, because one, bottom line, it's going to relax you and make you feel lighter. So if you're feeling anxious at all, it's really great for any kind of anxiety. And you're going to sleep better. Those are kind of the bare minimums. But I think anyone should try Reiki, because it helps you get back to you and let go of anything that might be blocking you, hindering you, holding you back. And if nothing's holding you back, it's just going to make everything more vibrant than ever.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I've been through a very chaotic, tumultuous couple of months, and Megan has been clearing the shit out of me.
Girl, get her done, girl, get her done.
I think that there's a lot to be said about really feeling like Pigpen, where the shit's hitting the fan and things aren't going right, and you feel like your world is upside down and inside out and chaotic, and things are coming at you at all directions. And it's the human condition to panic and freak out and try to control.
Of course it is.
And I think what's so great about the experience of doing energy work is, you know, it just kind of helps you take a deep breath and go, okay, step one, we need to do this. Okay, step two, we, you know, so you can kind of like breathe through the process and trust in the process and just allow to kind of go with the flow as best as possible rather than being frenetic and chaotic. And, you know, you just cannot accomplish things when your energy is in that state. And Reiki helps smooth your chi out. It helps smooth your energy system out so that you can, you know, approach life and, you know, anything with a calm heart and a calm mind. And my teacher always says, you know, calm your heart first.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart first. Get a hold of your heart. And so, you know, I think especially as women, you know, everything is put on us and we have to control everything and keep everything in order and you know, keep the train moving forward. And so our emotions can sometimes get the best of us. And I think that Reiki can really help in smoothing things out and help you get a hold of your heart.
Absolutely. Especially as women too, we tend to, we prioritize, we're taught to prioritize other people's emotions over our own. And so often our own emotions kind of get put on a little shelf and I'm like, oh, I'll get to that later. And then you kind of never do, you know? And so then your bookshelf of emotions, of your own emotions is like packed and stacked and you're like, oh, let's look at these and clear these out. And it's very freeing, I think.
I agree. Well, Megan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Girl, you know I love you to the moon and stars and back. Thank you for having me.
If people are interested, and I mentioned this a minute ago, most of the sessions you do are distant healing. So if you
yes.
are not in Megan's area, she can work on you. It's awesome. I've done several sessions with her. I'm in Nashville. She's in LA. But if people are interested in working with you and want to get ready for 2019 and kick 2019's ass.
It's going to be a good one, y'all. 2019 is going to be killer, I think. It's going to be great.
How do they get in touch with you?
Oh, you can, my website is Devi Reiki Healing. It's DeviReiki healing.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, girl. I love you. You're the best.
Isn't her energy just completely infectious? I love her to death. So let me tell you this. If you're going through any kind of upheaval or if this year has just been challenging or maybe the last couple of years have been really challenging, I encourage you to look at this idea of doing a Reiki session, possibly a couple of Reiki sessions, to help kind of flip your energy right side out, you know, getting it correct so that it's not upside down and inside out and tweaked and all that jazz. It's made a huge difference in my life, and I've actually been doing it for many years now, and I appreciate it. I think that it can really benefit us in a lot of ways, especially after, you know, a hard year or a hard time. If you're going through a breakup or maybe a career change or maybe you're trying to get pregnant, whatever it is that you're trying to overcome or something that you're battling with, Reiki can really help with you. So I encourage all of you to reach out to Megan to get a session today. I think that she would love to hear from you. And I'd love for you to be able to benefit from the energy work, because the more that you get your energy right, the more that you're going to elevate, and together we will elevate and raise consciousness, which I think we can all benefit from, right? All right, everyone. If you like the show, be sure to leave us a review. We love to hear from you. And we're trying to get those reviews up so that iTunes pays attention to us and says, hey, this is a kick-ass podcast, because it is. We also want to say, if you want to reach out to us, you can email us at letschat@thegatescompany.com. You can find out more information on gatesinteriordesign.com. And hey, I've got this really cool new podcast freebie that I'm giving out. If you go to gatesinteriordesign.com/rapidly change your life, I've got a fantastic free ebook That's just going to help you kind of maneuver through some challenges that you may be going through and how to use feng shui to your benefit. It's a really cool freebie that I'm giving out to only my podcast listeners. And I also want to mention for the new year coming up in January, we're going to launch a little mini course on how to just get yourself ready for the new year 2019. I haven't come up with a name for it yet. It's going to be something like how to feng shui your new year or something along those lines, but it's going to be a mini course. It's going to be a great way to just kick off your new year with just a fresh slate, you know, which I think we all want. So be sure to get on our newsletter to find out more information about that. We'll start releasing information probably in the next 2 weeks or so, so that you can sign up and register for that course. All right, everyone, I hope you have a fantastic holiday. And hey, trust the vibe, because the energy never lies.